Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. Are you ready to be a rock star? Achieve incredible success in your life, business, and career? Learn the inside scoop on how these rockstar achievers have jumped over hurdles, plowed through roadblocks, scaled their dreams to great heights, and made powerful changes within their communities. And here's your Rockstar Achievers host, Catherine M. White, the Rockstar Maker and founder of Accelerated Results 365.
Welcome to another incredible episode of Rockstar Achievers with our wonderful guest today, Abraham Ajenafuja, who is the visionary advocate and pioneer of the revolutionary vision, intention, purpose, in other words, VIP concept. Abraham discovered that this mindset is the key to navigating our increasingly complex society and all of its accompanying socioeconomic challenges. He helps leaders in their personal and professional lives to have the confidence, courage, and kindness to lead and build a high growth, high team, high profit, winning mind through the 21st century winning mindset so they can enjoy the VIP lifestyle, the reward of their hard work, and fulfill their purpose. Welcome, Abraham.
Thank you, Catherine, for inviting me. I'm glad to be here.
It is my pleasure. Let's start off today talking about the VIP lifestyle and what that means.
Yes, the VIP lifestyle is a lifestyle that is aligned with God's vision, God's intent, and God's purpose for businesses. Today, many people are not living that lifestyle. Business owners are not living that lifestyle because, you know, they don't understand clearly what God's vision, God's intent, and God's purpose for business is. And so what I do is to help them understand, you know, the larger vision of God and how their business fit into it. I show them that, and I also show them how to respond to it so that they can be fully aligned with God's VIP, because they are VIP themselves. So when they align with it, they are just fulfilling their purpose through their businesses.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about what you mean by fully aligning their business with God and what kind of impact. I know you said that what kind of impact that will have on a business overall?
Overall, the impact is that the business will be expressing the beauty of the glory of God. That has been God's desire from the beginning. That's why God created the world. And everything that God created, they have God's VIP label behind them, no matter what it is. It can be the sun, the moon, the stars, the ocean, you know. My business, my life is fashioned after God's VIP. In other words, if something did not have God VIP behind it, that thing wasn't created. Anything existing is existing by the virtue of God's grace and God's mercy for it to exist. So we all don't understand that. We all grow in our understanding to see what's God's VIP. Nobody will go into business and say, oh, God's VIP. Many people don't know that. It's a new revolutionary concept. That by the grace of God, God showed it to me, how to be wealthy, how to live the VIP life. That's what God wants us to live. But many people don't know that. So I help leaders to understand that and to respond to it so they can express the beauty of the glory of God. That's the main thing, the beauty. Beauty is attractive, you know, to our employees, to our customers, to all the stakeholders in the business and things like that. So that's what I do.
Okay. And what difference is there in business when we are not aligned with our VIP?
Very good question, Catherine. So let's look at VIP in three parts. So we have the vision, you have the intent, and the purpose. The vision is to see how our business can be if it is aligned with God's VIP to express the beauty of his glory. But if we are not, if there's a gap between our vision and God's vision, well, it's going to affect all areas of our business. It's going to affect how we forecast, why we forecast. It's going to affect how we build our team, our employees. It's going to affect how we relate with our employees and how we relate with our customers. It's going to affect how we relate with our banker, all the stakeholders. It's going to affect everything. The vision is the most important aspect of business. And then, so if the vision is not clear, it's going to affect the employees, the team. And you can imagine how that effect can be carried on to the homes, the mm-hmm. family, to the children, to the relatives, and how that travels far. It just has a very concentric effect by that vision just not being God's vision.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, and you're very much in line with my mission and my vision for my company as well. And when you talk about the impact that it has, I talk about the ripple effect. When we create that clear vision within the company or the organization, and where everybody is aligned, it creates this culture or this environment that impacts how we are, how we be as a human being. And that impact, as you are saying, it goes out into our families. We take it home with us. And when we impact our families, like you're saying, it ripples out into our communities and all throughout the world. Mm-hmm. And when we're not in that environment, it's chaos and stress. And when we carry that chaos and stress home with us, mm-hmm. that's what we bring home to our families. And that's the impact that we bring on the families. And so what you're saying completely resonates with me.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear that, Kathleen. I love that.
However, like you said, most business owners are not looking at their business from this perspective. And I'm curious, how did you come about creating this VIP concept? What was the inspiration behind that?
Well, it began from childhood, Kathleen. I did not have a concept of value growing up. For myself, I had a concept of value based on my external family environment and the world around me that says value or worthiness is directly related to your accomplishments, your educational achievements, professional degrees, and things like that. I grew up among people who had those kind of achievements. So that was my external motivation to want to be wealthy, because if I did not, I would not be recognized at all. And I wanted to be recognized. I wanted to be somebody. So my life was a life of just trying to achieve all those degrees so that I could be accepted. But Kathleen, what I found was that it was never enough. You know, the degree was not enough. The certification was not enough. There was always one more thing to do because the world is moving, you know. So it got to a point where God intercepted me in that path of my journey and revealed himself to me when I became a follower of Jesus Christ. Once that happened in my life, God did something in my life that changed my desire. You know, I wanted to know more about what does God mean by value? What is my purpose in the world? Mm-hmm. I'm not the same like anybody else. What's my purpose? So I dug into the Bible. I listened to different things. I fell and God picked me up again. And so it was during that time when I was searching that God inspired me to keep writing I was just writing profusely. Because once I knew that Jesus was God and is my Savior and is still God, is my Savior, I became very, very ferociously consuming the Word of God. And it was during that time God was inspiring me. And in that process, God revealed to me the VIP. I didn't know it was VIP, but I just saw that there was something God was showing me here. And then that led to me writing a book the VIP Christian. It was in the process of writing that book that God farmed up the three components of value, of wealth anywhere, that you have to have vision of God, and you have to have intent of God and the purpose of God. That makes up value. Anything apart from that is not value of God.
So you realize that all these things, all these certifications, diplomas, et cetera, money was not creating value. It was not defining your value.
Exactly. It was not. And the people that I knew that had it, you know, they had so much problem in their life that the money they had could not solve it. You know, they were not happy. They were not peaceful. And then when I look at the larger world, the larger world, there's so many wealthy people in the world. And the world is not better for it today. So there must be something different. And that's what God showed me in the VIP.
Yeah. What do you notice in your life, or what difference has it made when you came to this realization and you did this searching for yourself and the searching of finding your own self-worth and your values? Mm-hmm. What difference has that made for you?
First of all, the first is gratitude. I'm just so grateful that God saw me, saw my longing for him, and he met me at the right time, and he revealed himself to me. And then second is peace. I have peace in my heart that no matter what wealth definitions that people have, no matter what people are having in their lives materially, I have peace of what I know my value is. And I can, you know, articulate it, you know, and share with people, because I saw a lot of people like me, you know, trying to find themselves. So I was able to relate with people better. That's one of the benefits in my life. I relate with people, have a good relationship with people, and, you know, show people how they can find themselves, you know, in the world that they're looking at.
Mm-hmm. And how would you define your success now that you're no longer in this constant journey of seeking money and certifications and titles and recognition after mm-hmm. finding that, as you said, going down that path, you were never satisfied. There was never enough. There was always something more to go to. So mm-hmm. now that you've had this change in trajectories in your life, what would you say makes you successful?
What makes me successful is always examining myself daily to see if my vision is aligned with God's vision, intent, and purpose. That's number one for me. And then from there, I have the peace of mind that I am, you know, doing what God has called me to do, because there's something specific that God has given me, and that's VIP. And then with that comes confidence. You know, I call it God-fidence, you know, not my confidence, but God-fidence, the confidence in God that I have, that if I do the things that God says I should do, God will do what he says he will do. God's promise will never fail. The VIP is the integrity of God. Anyone who follows that, it's like seeking the kingdom first and his righteousness, Matthew 6:33, and all these other things shall be added to you. So the VIP is that for me. So I have a template to be faithful, to be courageous, to be content where I am, and to wait on God, knowing that God has a plan for me. I've not seen the whole thing yet. And because I stay in that lane, waiting on God, I'm able to receive the reward at the right time. I'm not pursuing all shining objects anymore, you know, all those things that look good on the outside, mm-hmm. you know, but they are so disappointing at the end, you know. So God's VIP helped me to be able to discipline myself to stay on track with God.
I can relate with that. <You know? laughs> When I was in the early stages of my business, that shiny object syndrome was huge.
Yes.
And like you, the more that I have aligned my personal life and mission and purpose with my business, and in other words, the more I've aligned myself with God through my business, mm-hmm. the more I've been able to become more clear and more focused. And so that I'm not chasing after that shiny object syndrome.
Exactly. Think about the cost of the money and time are the shiny objects, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a very common syndrome among entrepreneurs and business owners, wouldn't you agree?
I agree completely. I'm glad you said that. Yes, indeed.
So now that you've shared a little bit about yourself and the impact it's had on you, can you share with us an example of a client that you've worked with, of course, with maintaining confidentiality?
Mm-hmm.
Can you share with us an example of how you've made a difference for a client of yours?
Yes. Well, I had a client who, if we want to look at wealth, using the definition of a world about wealth, I mean, this client was wealthy. In other words, they had money. Money wasn't mm-hmm. a problem, you know. When I presented my coaching service to this client, he said, oh, no, we just had an expert consultant, and we paid, you know, several thousand dollars to this person. So I don't think we need anything. I said, well, just check what I have for you. Just take a look at this video. Look at this template I'm going to send to you. When I sent it to this client, she looked at it and said, wait a minute. I think let's do an engagement for 1 year and let's see how this one works. During that engagement, when I presented the VIP concept of how to run a business to extract the beauty of the glory of God, that really opened her eyes way beyond what the other consultant have done. And so she embraced the VIP as a template for her business. Okay. She looked at everything from the point of view of God, and she changed when we met together, you know, several times. She changed the way they relate with the employees. They added some new benefits. I remember I took a picnic with them to this favorite park here. They brought all the employees and their families. They rented a big bus, you know. They put everybody in there, and they invited me to come along with them.
Oh, wow. That's really incredible.
Yes, indeed. And then we went to this park, Hershey Park. It's called Hershey Park in Pennsylvania. And then they rented this big booth, very big one, large one. And so they brought all the employees, and they were being interviewed. And the owner of this business was appreciating each employee, no matter their level in the business, no matter what position they had, they are very important. And that's what the VIP is, because every single individual has a label of God's VIP behind them. And so when we acknowledge that, it brings out the best in our employees.
Mm-hmm.
And the employee become part of that vision. They buy into that vision. And it has a synergy of productivity. And, you know, it just affects all parts of the business. They bring up ideas. They produce quality products that customers are willing to buy. And they have a cheerfulness along with it. So that's one thing that they did. Plus, during our meetings, this business owner, because it's a seasonal business, right? So they had mm-hmm. high sales and low sales. So I helped her discover that there are some recurring revenue opportunity in our business. And we took that out. We've, you know, designed it, and she implemented it. And now she has a new source of revenue that they didn't have before. And that was based on her opening herself to God's vision. Because the more we align, the more God shows us. And then the more God shows us and we implement, the more that God will show us. And that is working very well for our business right now.
Mm-hmm. I love it. That's a great example. And just think of between the business owner and all of the employees, all mm-hmm. of those lives that you've impacted and that ripple effect that you have created as they take that into their family lives and mm-hmm. into their community. That's mm-hmm. beautiful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, then we have different kind of initiatives for this business. We designed a new, the benefit plan that is more, you know, much more than the healthcare that the government asks the company to give the employees. It's something more like a coaching of these individual employees. Though I had this schedule with them, that I meet with them at certain times during the month, you know, all the employees and the team, I just meet with them, just coach them through what they're going through. So that's the added benefit of the VIP to the company.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So one thing that I want to have you share with us is in regards to your community involvement. We're talking about the impact that you're making on the community through your business by making these changes within an organization and how that ripples out into our community. But I know that, or I understand that you are also involved in a number of ways within your community. Could you share with us what some of that is?
Yes. I've served in different areas from within the church that I belong to as a choir member, choir president. I've served.
Oh, wow. So you sing too.
I do sing.
That's wonderful.
I love music. I love music. It's just so beautiful way to express, you know, gratitude to God. So, mm-hmm. I've served on my church board as elder, as treasurer, as prayer leader. Mm-hmm. I've served in the Gideon's International. It's an organization that they put Bibles in the schools and in the hotel rooms. When you go to hotels and see Bibles in there.
Okay. Yes, I've seen those.
Yeah. Those are placed by the Gideons. I've served in the Gideons. I've served in the jail ministry. I've served in the school board of this county where we belong in. I've served as one of the members of the advisory council. We advise the county superintendents about how to improve education in the community. So I was one of the members there. And currently, I'm serving as one of the helpers, you know, in helping teachers to enjoy teaching. You know, we bring food, drinks, and pray for teachers as they do their work. You know, that's the place I've served. I've served in that area. Mm-hmm. And teachers are very, very appreciative of just a small token of coffee or donuts, mm-hmm. and then asking them, how can I pray for you? You know, those are the areas I've served to make the community better.
I love that. What a wonderful way to impact our community. I believe that teachers are a big part mm-hmm. of our community. They're a big part of just the fact that our children are spending so much time mm-hmm. in a school and with their teachers and what they're learning from their teachers. So that's a very important area of our community to be focused on and to make sure that our teachers are being uplifted and empowered and creating that alignment that you speak of mm-hmm. so that they can have that impact on our children. I love that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So as we wrap up today, what are some things, some final thoughts that you have or tips or advice that you have that you can share with us?
Mm-hmm. Well, especially in this time when we are in a post-COVID, environment, we are still in there, but at least the COVID is getting better and better. The way that we run business in the, pre-COVID, cannot be the same way we're going to run business right now. Okay, so this is a great opportunity for business leaders to realign and re-examine themselves, examine, you know, what vision do they have? What's their intent? How are they going to carry out that vision? And how it's going to look like in 3 years, in 5 years, 10 years from now, you know? And so it's a great opportunity to embrace the VIP model of business operation. And that's what I offer to leaders right now, that if you are having some doubts or anxiety or stress, or, you know, look at all that's going on, the COVID and all the hidden cost of COVID, you know, I'm you know, so sorry to hear, many people have lost family members, you know, but there are people still living today that have hidden costs with that COVID, different kinds of mindset issues that have affected people, okay? And the unrest and the political environment, all those things come together. It calls on leaders to chart a new course on how they are going to be successful in a 21st century economy. And the way to do that is through the VIP, God's vision, intent, and purpose.
Thank you. Abraham, if for those who are listening today and they're intrigued by your VIP opportunity, your VIP concept, and they would like to learn more and possibly see how they can bring this into their organization, how would they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me, first of all, to my website, abrahamjoseph.co, not .com, but .co. They can get a free reading of my book, The VIP Christian. They can do that. And then they can also call me. My phone number is 301-806-6340. I am on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. I'm also on YouTube. But those two areas, as I mentioned, through my website and my phone, are the first area that I will encourage people to contact me.
That's wonderful. So I love that you are very open to having that direct communication with the audience and anyone who's interested. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing your story and sharing about the VIP concept. I love that you are making such a difference in our world, Abraham. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you're ready to reach incredible levels of success in your life, business, and career, start your journey now at www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine at acceleratedresults365.com.